Between Saturday and Monday, two people were killed and six injured during several separate shootings in Syracuse. All but one of them occurred less than a mile from the others. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the Syracuse Police Department says these two killings bring the number of homicides in Syracuse up to 18 so far this year.
There were 22 murders in Syracuse in 2015, the highest in the last 5 years. Syracuse's recent shootings in the past few days have mostly happened in one small area on the city's south side. Syracuse Police Chief Frank Fowler announced the arrests of two men in connection to the killing of a 22-year-old man, which occurred on Monday.
We had witnesses to come forward and to share information. We had officers who were already deployed. We made deployment adjustments because of the uptick in shots and shots with injuries.
Fowler says the arrests happened quickly. He estimates it could have been 15 minutes after officers received a shooting complaint. He says video surveillance helped in the investigation, which is ongoing. The two men have been charged with second-degree murder. Fowler says progress is being made investigating the other shootings, but they still need the public's help.
This summer is a very tough time when it comes to urban violence, and Syracuse is not immune to that. But what I will say to the young people is that this is not normal.
Fowler says it is still yet to be determined if the shootings are in any way connected. He says knowing a motive or reason for the shootings can allow officers to direct resources closer to the action to prevent further killings. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.